Thank you, Brad. The Eureka Police Department recovered three stolen vehicles, numerous items of stolen property, and arrested two people during three separate incidents on Monday morning. Officers arrested 34-year-old Brandon Bean, who was suspected of stealing the vehicle, purse, and other belongings from an acquaintance at a residence on P Street in Eureka. Bean was located near the site of the stolen Ford Taurus and only surrendered to police after they surrounded the trailer on Howard Street. Bean was booked on numerous charges, including vehicle theft and a warrant. Officers also arrested 31-year-old Tamala Brown after she was seen driving a stolen Toyota pickup truck near Henderson Center. Officers conducted a felony traffic stop and found Brown in possession of numerous items of stolen property that had been taken during a residential burglary, along with a truck and including a handgun. Brown was also arrested and booked on numerous charges, including a probation violation. Officers also recovered a third stolen vehicle that was found parked in an alley on Pine Street. Suddenly Communications has upped the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for several acts of vandalism committed against company property. Five times in the past several months, Suddenlink fiber optic cables have been cut, with the latest incident happening on April 17th near Lorenz Road and Old Arcata Road. Suddenlink is now offering a $25,000 reward, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Cook & Associates, private investigators. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday as the new $14 million Eureka Community Health and Wellness Center opened its doors. The facility is expected to serve thousands of patients per year, and it replaces the old one on Booner Street. The new facility is nearly three times as large and took a community effort to get the doors open. With a federal grant coupled with the resources of the Headwaters Fund, the Humboldt Area Foundation, and the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, patients will receive their care in a state-of-the-art facility. Caltrans has announced that it has received a $200,000 grant from the Federal Highway Administration to assess the short- and long-term effects of climate change along the North Coast in Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. The grant funding will be matched by Caltrans, and the four pilot test sites, including one in Lake County, will be used to study the most cost-effective ways to protect the state's infrastructure, particularly in areas prone to flooding or along the coastline. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today marks the final day in April as well as the final day of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in California. Local law enforcement teamed up with the California Highway Patrol to focus on drivers using cell phones and other electronic devices behind the wheel. Officer Chase Adams of the CHP notes that the vast majority of drivers obey the law.
But we're just trying to gauge the number, the percentage of people who still are on their phone texting or voice calls with the phone in their hand. And it's still very high, very high. A lot of times people know they do it where they do what's called the cop drop. And they see black and white coming their way or they're catching up to us. And they let me call you back, drop the phone or set it down, whatever the case may be. So
while the distracted driving laws aim for full compliance, Adams knows that there are still far too many people flouting the law.
In 100 cars that go by, if 5 people are texting or 5 people are on their cell phone, when you think of how quickly at some of these intersections, I mean, we're getting, some intersections get 25,000 cars per day. So when you think out of every 100 cars that you pass by, statistically about 5% of those people are texting or on their phone.
The current minimum ticket cost is $159, and last April, more than 57,000 drivers were ticketed alone. Statewide, more than 450,000 drivers were convicted of distracted driving. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.